So how do you get rich? And who should you ask about getting rich? I think that you should ask rich people about getting rich in a similar way that I would ask a fit person how to get fit. So I'm going to show you four unconventional books about getting rich. And not all of these authors were rich because one of them is a Stoic philosopher, Epictetus, who lived a very simple and stringent life, and he was not rich at all. But the other two authors were and are very rich. And the final book is about two of the most wealthy people on the planet. So these people know what they're talking about. And the reason that I'm sharing one other book that is not from a wealthy person is because we have to balance it out if we want to get rich. So let's get started immediately with the first book that I really recommend, and that is How to Be Rich by J. Paul Getty. Jean-Paul Getty was an oil man from Getty Oil, and you might know him from the movie All the Money in the World, which is about his son who got kidnapped. And he famously refused to pay the ransom. It's a decent movie, but the story is pretty good. But this guy, Jean-Paul Getty, wrote this book about how to be rich. And what I really love about this is that he was a billionaire, but most of the book he talks about being thrifty, and he talks about how most people who get rich get rich because they own a business or they have assets or they have exposure to the stock market, or you need to own assets in some way. And obviously, the best way and the quickest way to do that is to have your own business. So let's check out one of my favorite quotes from the book. And it's from a chapter called You Can Make a Million Today, which is very good. But here, look. The businessman should never lose sight of the central aim for all business, to produce more and better goods or provide more and better services to more people at lower costs. And then a sense of thrift is essential for business or for success in business. So one of my main takeaways from this book is that if you want to be rich, you have to find a way to provide value, to create value in the economy. If you are able to create goods and services or housing or any type of essential need in the economy, then people will pay for it. And you know, when you invest in companies, you put your money in companies that do that for you. So that's how you also can build wealth. But it is an essential book if you want to change your mindset about how to build wealth, how to get rich, because a lot of people, they don't understand like how the economy really works. They just think, oh, this guy is creating YouTube channels and he's making money, or this guy is doing drop shipping, or this person is making money with AI. That's not how it works. You can't game the system of wealth in the long term. You have to find a way to create something of value. And if you do that, people will ultimately pay for it. So, next book. Epictetus, Discourses and Selected Writings. As you can see, I read this a lot of times, and there are a lot of dog ears here, a lot of highlights. So Epictetus is one of my favorite Stoic philosophers because he was so stringent and so hardcore in his ideas about living a simple life and focusing on what you control. And I got a lot of my inspiration about building wealth and investing from Epictetus, which is weird because he was not an investor. He was not focused on money at all. And yet, the things that he wrote about and taught people, and actually, I should say, his student wrote about him because Epictetus never wrote anything down himself. The discourses and all of the works that you read about from him are written by Arrian, his student. But let me just read a quick quote so you get the idea of what I'm talking about. So, as you can see, I don't know if you can see on the camera, but there are a lot of highlights. The one that I wanted to talk about is here. It's a very famous quote. The masses are wrong to say that only free-born men are entitled to an education. Believe the philosophers instead, who say that only educated people are entitled to be called free. I will explain. What else is freedom but the power to live our life the way we want? Nothing. Do you want to live life doing wrong? And he continues. It's a little bit old English. I personally don't really love this translation from Penguin Classics. The other translation that I like is from Oxford, from OUP, the Oxford Classics. Those I have all of the translations from Epictetus, but this is the one that I had here in my office. But anyway, so only the educated are free, which is what it comes down to. And that is a thing that I think is very important about getting rich and building wealth, is that you have to educate yourself not only on how to get rich, like what I talked about, how does it work, how do people get wealthy. It's not about looking at the tactics. You have to look at the underlying foundation, the strategy, the real mechanism behind building wealth. And Epictetus really helps you to see the world the way that it is. And one of the most important things about wealth is that you should never get too attached to it, or not get overly obsessed about wealth. You have to learn how to let go. And when you let go of the outcome, which is, oh, I want to be rich, then you can start focusing on this, which is, how can I create value? Because if you're too focused on the outcome of getting rich, then you risk doing stupid things, making wrong decisions about investments, getting lured by get rich schemes. All of those things will only set you back. And Epictetus has really helped me to change my mindset in a positive way, to set me up for becoming successful in my career and in my business and with investments. And if I hadn't read Epictetus, I don't think I would be able to really let go of that outcome of getting rich. And once I let go, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to focus on what I, the vehicle that makes me rich, instead of I want to get rich, I got to let go of that outcome, I really start focusing on the things that are really important to me, like improving my skills, learning more about investing, improving my writing skills, you name it, right? All the things that eventually make me wealthy. All right, so now let's get to a kind of a common investment book, One Up on Wall Street by Peter Lynch. Peter Lynch is one of the most famous mutual fund managers of all time, particularly because of this book, which has sold more than 1 million copies, as you can see on the cover. But he was very famous in the 80s and early 90s for the Magellan Fund, which is a Fidelity investment mutual fund. All these technical things don't matter if you have never heard of it. But this book teaches you how to look at the art and skill of stock picking. Now, J. Paul Getty taught us that you have to create value, you have to start a business, or you have to have exposure to a business if you want to get rich. And this is the last part, right? Like, if you don't want to start a business yourself, you can invest in other businesses who create that value. And Peter Lynch is really one of the greatest stock pickers. Obviously, the greatest is Warren Buffett. And by the way, like, there are a lot of very common investment books and books about getting rich, and I've recommended them in the past as well, like The Intelligent Investor, which is right behind me over there. And another book that you will see there is Vicky Robin, Your Money or Your Life. I've recommended that as well. It's a classic personal finance book that teaches you how to or that shows you how to change your view on saving and investing, building personal wealth. But I wanted to focus in this video, and I want to focus on some of the more uncommon books. And I still think this is a classic in the investment world, but I think for common folks and people who haven't read about investing, they haven't read this, but it's very readable. It's fun. It teaches you how a professional looks at picking stocks. And it's very different from what you see on YouTube or from what you see from people around you, which is mostly about buying stocks that are popular. People usually buy the stocks that are in the news, or people, you know, talk about at birthday parties, etc. But one of the things I want to show you is a classic saying from Peter Lynch. And again, this one has a lot of highlights and notes as I read it. Earnings, earnings, earnings. There are many theories, which is about making a company valuable and valuing them. But to me, it always comes down to earnings and assets, especially earnings. So you might have heard of the saying, location, 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 when it comes to real estate. And basically what people are saying is that location basically makes up for anything else in the real estate market. If you have a property at a great location, and even if it's not a great property, it will probably do well compared to a great property at a bad location. In the stock market and investing, it's about earnings, and we can all trace it back to value or creating value, you know, doing goods, or creating goods and businesses that people are willing to pay for. If you look at the earnings of a company, that is the result of that value. And if companies keep increasing their earnings, their value goes up, and investors are willing to pay more to own a piece of that company because the value goes up, because their earnings go up. And that is an essential way, that is the way to look at the stock market, not as a way to just buy and sell something that is hot, but to invest and own companies. Now, Peter Lynch was a stock, or is a stock picker, or like he retired in the early 90s, but even Lynch himself recommends people who do not want to pick individual stocks to buy a mutual fund or an index fund that tracks index like the S&P 500, which is how I invest. And then you get exposure to the 500 best companies in the United States, which also have exposure to the rest of the world. So in essence, you're owning a piece of 500 of the greatest companies, and those companies, they generally keep increasing their earnings, and if they don't, they get kicked out of the index, and another company gets in the index that keeps earning. But as the economy grows, the stock market grows, and you get a piece of that action. So let's go to the last book, which is Seeking Wisdom, from Darwin to Munger. It's written by Peter Bevelin, and he has written a lot about Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett. So Charlie Munger is a longtime partner of Warren Buffett, and Warren Buffett is is the most famous investor of all time. So this book is not necessarily about how to invest or how to pick companies to invest in, like Peter Lynch's book. This book, in my opinion, is the best single book about how to become a better and more rational thinker. So let me give you just a quote to see what I mean. And again, this book is full of wisdom about, you know, improving the way you think about anything in the world. And because it's about Charlie Munger's, you know, thinking, and Charlie Munger's mental models, the way that he views the world, it's a little more tilted toward investing. But look at this very short quote. Short-term suffering may lead to long-term pleasure. And this book is basically a collection of a lot of small ideas, or like a lot of topics, and a collection of quotes and ideas. And he also brings in Seneca, another Stoic Stoic philosopher. So short-term pleasure or short-term suffering leads to long-term pleasure. What does that mean? A lot of the things that we do in life cause short-term suffering, whether it's exercising, whether it's saving money, because if you take a chunk of your money and you put it away to save it and invest it, it means you're suffering on the short term, because you could use that money to spend on something nice, or maybe a vacation, or buy a new car, or whatever it is. But if you take that money and invest, in the long term, you will have more pleasure in your life, because you will have freedom. You will eventually become financially free, and you'll have the ultimate pleasure. That's just one way that I've changed my thinking. And this book is basically a collection of a lot of mental models that you can use, which mental model is basically just the way that you think about the world, or that you look at problems. And basically the things that I've learned from this book have helped me not to become a better decision maker, better investor, but just overall better, you know, human being, because it will make you more well-rounded. You'll learn about all kinds of ways to look at the world. And the more you know, as Epictetus said, the more you educate yourself, the more free you become. And when you combine these books, right, like obviously, like I've read like 600 books. It's just a collection of the books that I've read. And it's very difficult to pick just four books that will teach you how to be rich. But I honestly think that if you start with these four books, and if you haven't read any books, or maybe you've read some other books, a lot of these newer books that summarize like some tactics about starting a business or building wealth or whatever, maybe that's fun. But you really want to focus on the principles of getting rich. And this collection of four books, as you can see, these are not very big books. You can read them. You can read one, maybe even two of these in a week. So within 2 to 3 weeks, you can read all of these books. And I guarantee you that you will be smarter, and you will have more knowledge about getting rich and building wealth. Obviously, this is just a guess, but like 99% of the population, because most people that I talk to in my life have honestly no clue about how to invest, how to build wealth, how to look at businesses, how to, you know, live a meaningful life, how to get from A to B in a structured way, and how to make sure that you really accomplish the thing that you really want. But these books really have the power to change your view on not only on wealth building, but, you know, life in general. So I hope you enjoyed this. And feel free to check them out. I also have another article on my website that where I share several other books on getting rich. I hope you found it useful. And until the next video, like always, take care.